Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
First Date Follow-Up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys, online at advocateslaw.com.
Ken is on the phone today for a First Date Follow-Up, and he's getting ghosted by Jamie, and he has no idea why, so we'll see if we can figure it out for him in a second. But first, Ken, how long has it been since you heard from Jamie?
It's been about 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, let's hear about it.
Yeah.
How did you meet Jamie? How was the date? What's going on?
So we met at a concert, you know, it was like a real small venue, and we were both kind of at the back, kind of away from the crowd, so it felt like a good time to strike up a conversation, so we did. We talked back and forth, you know, we were both digging the concert, and then as things started to wind down, I was like, screw it, I'll just ask her out.
Good for you.
Yeah, I was like, well, we're in person, let's actually do what people used to do and just talk to each other. So she agreed, and she, you know, she said something like, I don't know, I was awkward but too cute to say no to, which was fine with me. So I texted the next day, are you still down to do this? And she seemed really excited about it. So I was like, okay, great. So far, so good.
Okay.
So then I take her out. I took her to this restaurant. It's kind of my secret gem. I don't go there often, but when it's, you know, someone I think I want to kind of, you know, start things off right with. So we go to this place and we just chat about the concert. We get to know each other, ask her about like other music she's into. And again, everything's going well. She starts talking about, you know, she's done what we've all done, you know, been on the apps, just trying to date around, but it's hard.
Right.
And she was like, you know, I don't know, I want to take it slow. And she said something like she was deliberate about who she wants to go out with, which I was a little like, what does that mean? But then I'm like, well, you're out with me. It must mean that you like me. So again, everything's going well up to this point. So I take this as a compliment. She enjoys being with me. I tell her kind of the same thing. I'm looking for something normal in my life right now, right? Nothing too hectic, but just something consistent. A cool girl. So after dinner, we talk a bit more. There's actually this park across the street from the restaurant. And on the way, kind of, we were going to part ways. We just sat on this bench and we ended up talking for like a long time. And I was like, this is so rare. Like no one spends this much time together with someone you don't know.
That must have been cool.
Right. It was one of those things you see in like a rom-com of like, this means it's going well. And so, you know, it's getting late and I knew she had taken an Uber there and she was going to take one back home. So I'm like, I didn't want to be too forward or too creepy, but I was like, look, if you want, I can easily give you a lift home. And I didn't want to push anything, but she felt comfortable and she was like, yeah, absolutely. So again, drove her home. This is all going well.
Mm.
Again, I'm trying to be easy going about this, not push anything, but I'm like, you know, we get to her house. I'm like, this has gone real well. Can I walk you to your door? She says, great. So again, I'm feeling good. And I was going to go in for the kiss, but I was like, this has gone well. I don't want to push this thing. I assume there's going to be another date. Mm-hmm. So I go for the hug instead.
Oh, okay.
Right? Which seems like the normal thing to do, right? I'm not going for a handshake.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, no. Good call there.
Yeah. And so this is where I'm like, if there was a problem, it was probably this. I go to give her the hug, and I just kind of trip over her, like, doormat. And I kind of like fall into her, and I knock her against her own door.
Oh.
But like, she knew that it was an accident, right? And I'm like, I'm apologizing profusely. I'm telling her it's just, I just was clumsy. I was nervous. I didn't mean for that to happen. And she was like, it's fine. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. You're nervous. You're like, I don't want to go in for a kiss yet. I'll go in for a hug. I'm just going to pounce on her right here.
Get her up against the right? wall.
Exactly, right? If someone was watching this, it would look creepy, but it was a total accident. And so anyway, she offers me to do like a proper hug. So I'm like, okay, good. Things are calmed down. She believes me. Then I'm like, hey, can I text you later? And she said, yeah, absolutely. So I went back home. And I text her, no response, and that was almost 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Well, we'll try to figure it out for you. We'll play a song, and then come back and call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and maybe get you another date if you still want one, okay?
Maybe she has a concussion.
Yeah, great.
Could be, yeah. Maybe she forgot all about you. All right. We'll play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats. Even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Ken is on the phone and he's getting ghosted by Jamie. We're about to call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date if he still wants one. But before we do that, why don't you catch everybody up on your date with Jamie, Ken?
Yeah, so I met Jamie out at a concert. We kind of hit it off. Asked her if I could call her. We set up a date, went out to dinner. It was real good. Kind of spent the whole night connecting, talking, ended up driving her home, went in for a hug. the only thing I can think here that went wrong is I did bump into her. I tripped on her doormat. I kind of fell onto her in her door. But we ended up with a hug. And then I reached out to her. Haven't heard from her in like 9 days.
Okay. Yeah. All right, man. Well, you ready to call her?
Yeah, please.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Jamie, please?
Yeah, this is Jamie.
Jamie, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Jamie. I'm Nina on the show, too.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
What's up, Jamie?
I'm sorry. Why are you calling?
Do you listen to the show at all, ever?
Yeah. I mean, I have, but okay. This is just like...
I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
The reason that we're calling is we do a segment on the show called the First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go on a date with somebody and then you end up ghosting them, that person can email us to get you on the phone and ask why you're ghosting them. So we got an email about you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I think I know where this is going.
Okay.
Like, I know who emailed you.
Who do you think it is?
I'm going to say it's Ken.
You are correct. Yes, it is.
I was going to start clapping. That felt weird. Yeah.
Ken emailed us and said that he really liked you a lot, but he doesn't know why you're ghosting him.
Oh. This is awkward.
Can you tell? Do you mind telling us? He really wants to know.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, we had a really nice date. I mean, Ken is like, he's a goofball. He's awkward, but he has so much going for him. He has a wonderful personality, and I think I spent the longest time on that date. Like, the night just flew by. Yeah, I guess it was just the end of the date that was really a bummer for me.
What happened?
You know, he came to my door. You know, he was dropping me off, and you know, he was so sweet, and you know, he gave me a hug, but unfortunately, he knocked me into my door and I got a giant black eye because of it.
Oh,
whoa. He told us about that. Like, he said he tripped kind of. And
yeah, he tripped into me and my face hit the door and it hit pretty good. Like, I tried to play it off. I was in so much pain. I was like trying to just, you know, give him a hug, kind of get him out of there. But when I got inside, my face was burning. It was the worst sensation ever. And literally an hour later, my face turned bruised.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, it sucked too, because like, I get these things happen, but I had work the next day and I had such an important meeting. And so I had to put so much concealer on my face in order to just even look decent in front of people.
Guys, I'm sorry. Hi. Hey, Jamie. Oh. It's Ken.
Jamie, Ken's on the phone listening.
I had no idea. I'm so sorry. I it was a complete accident. I can't believe that it got that bad. I'm so sorry.
I understand. I really appreciate the apology. It's just like, it was not what I needed at that time. Really, it was like the worst timing for it.
Look, I am so sorry that you had to deal with that. You know, but it was totally an accident. You know, I thought maybe you would at least give me a call if you had a good time.
Oh, look, I understand it was an accident. I get that. I was just in so much shock about everything that had happened. And then I had like immense pain. And I was thinking like, oh, I have work the next day. I just had so many things in my head. It just made me really angry.
Oh, I mean, that's a fair emotion to feel in the moment.
Oh, I'd be pissed too. Like, man, I'm such an idiot. I can't believe that.
Jamie, do you like going out with Ken though, right? Other than that?
I mean, yeah, it was a good time. And I was just really angry at the time about, you know, work and what I had going on personally that I took it out on him.
Well, actually, you didn't take it out on him. You just didn't talk to him.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I typically don't do that. Like, I would tell somebody why I'm not talking to them anymore. But I couldn't. I had so much on my mind. But I owe him a black eye. He's not going to get away with this.
Hey, that's one way to put it.
Jamie. If you agree to go out again, then you can knock me over as many times as you like.
Oh.
All right. Well, Jamie, would you like to go out with Ken again? We'll pay for it.
Oh, my gosh. Ken, you're on. Like, you're going to have a worse black eye than me, but we'll have fun.
Can't tell if this is like spicy.
Yeah. Right? No, it's like this is 50 Shades of Grey. Yeah. What's up?
Either way, congratulations, Ken. You got another date, or at least you got your ass beat. I have no idea. Oh.
Thank you guys so much. Yeah. Thanks, Jamie. This is great.
Thank you. Jubal's first date follow up.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.